What's up, everybody? It's your boy Crypto Zay back at you with another segment here of Crypto Cruising. As you guys can probably fucking hear, I am driving. So before we get started with today's topic of spacemining.io, I'm gonna go ahead and pause for 10 seconds of station ID. And by station ID, I mean this is not financial advice. At any given point in this podcast, do not think this is financial advice. This is just something that I'm doing, investigating and investing in. And if you decide to do it and make some money, great. And if you don't, then don't. If you make money, great, some more. You lose money, I lost money too. So now that the station ID is over, let's go ahead and get started about spacemining.io. So a lot of people have actually been asking me about what the fuck is space mining, right? Space mining is a baby. It's a brand new cloud mining service. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, Crypto Zay, I really think that fucking space mining is a scam. Everyone's saying that space mining is a scam. Well, guess what? Listen to them, because it fucking is. But guess what I'm doing? I'm investing in the motherfucker. Yeah, I'm investing in that shit, and while I do think it is a scam, it is right now a gamble. So I first started off with $20, right? $20 worth of BTC, because that's the only way you can purchase on there. And in less than 24 hours, I was able to successfully withdraw $3 into my Bitcoin wallet. So are they a scam? Probably. Are they paying out? They fucking are paying out. That's what amazed me when I was able to take my $20 out. So guess what I fucking did? You know, as a fucking gambler, as a stupid, I dropped more money. I'm going to say how much. Fuck it. No, I'm not going to say how much, because I don't want you guys to think it's financial advice, because it's fucking not. So I went ahead and dropped more money, and I'm going to see if I can withdraw, right? So the thing with space mining, and the thing is, the CEO, the fucking CFO, the lead developer, all of them, you can go onto the website and actually see their picture, but the fucking interesting part is that they're actually stock photos, right? They're not the real investor. The website itself was just, you know, the domain and all that good stuff was just registered less than a month ago. So the website itself has been up for 17 days. So the thing with space mining is that they guarantee a minimum of 10% return on your investment. And if anybody remembers anybody else that has promised return ROI, you know, at percentage per day and make them rich, is called BitConnect. You heard that right, at BitConnect, right? And look what the fuck happened with them. So that's the thing with this, right? It's not a hash flare. It's not a CCG mining. It's not a Genesis mining. But it is just supposedly a cloud mining. It's not a lending platform. Nobody knows what the hell space mining really is. But as of right now, I'm actually able to withdraw. So if you guys want to go ahead and join me in this gamble and see if we can make some money with it, then by all means, go for it. The link would be in the description. And all that good stuff. But let's go in a little bit deeper and see what other people have asked me, right? So another person asked me,
Jose, well, if it disappears tomorrow, what happens to my money?
Well, they keep it.
But Jose, what if I, you know, invest and they're good for 10 days?
Then you make your money back. You know, like, technically, if you drop $100 and you're getting 10% of your investment, you're making about $10 a day. Guess what? In 10 days, there you go. You make your money back. But the real gamble is, are they even going to be open in 10 days? We don't know. That's the crazy part. Like, what's their game plan? What's their angle? You know, if you really wanted to be a transparent company and be a legit mining company, you know, why use stock photos? Why use generic addresses? You know, people have gone the extent of actually, you know, investing the Bitcoin wallet itself, where you're sending it, where you're receiving it from, see where that money's coming from. And it's a lot of shady shit going on. But like I said, it's worth a gamble. So I dropped a couple Bitcoins. I dropped a couple of Bitcoins. That's all I did. Into space mining, and let's see where this really goes. So yeah, that's pretty much going to be the little segment that we discussed of today. And yeah, so let's keep this podcast going. Well, as you guys know, these whatever I use to podcast, I actually record for my phone. And I only record, lets me record about 5 minutes at a time. So I kind of, you know, lose my train of thought. But going back to space mining, a little bit more on the actual company itself or the website, right? So I'll leave info in the description. If you guys decide to do a little bit more research there, by all means, go for it. But space mining, right? So they also have a referral program. So if you guys use my referral link, to, you know, do your own research and see if you want to gamble with your money, then by all means go for it. But the way it's tiered, right, which is really, really interesting. So like tier one, right, which is, you know, if somebody you refer, right, that you get 7% of their percentage, 7% of what they invest. So if they invest $100, you get $7, etc. But then what's interesting about them is they also have tier two and a tier three. So if the person you originally refers somebody else, you get, you know, 2% of that person's investment. And then tier three, you get 1% of the person your friend referred his referral. So yeah, they have, you know, three different tiers. So essentially, can you make money? Yeah, but it's also another way for them to, you know, exit scam a little bit quicker. Maybe they are legit. Like, who fucking knows, right? We won't know. And modern, you know, with crypto being so popular nowadays, anybody can create a fancy website and say, hey, we promise you to make money. So yeah. Another thing that's pretty sketchy is they don't offer 2FA, right? So a lot of you guys who are new to the crypto space and do not know what 2FA is, two-factor authentication using like Google Authenticator and stuff like that. I always recommend Google Authenticator. But they don't offer 2FA. So literally, enter your username, enter an email, and there's your password, and I hope nobody else gains your password. So unlike Hashflare, I really don't know. So Hashflare, like let's say you change your Bitcoin wallet, you have to approve it via your email that you use to sign up. Alongside that, there's a 2-week waiting period for you to be able to withdraw any funds from that account. So I think that's fairly secure. They also offer 2FA. So I think it's fairly secure. Like somebody hacks your shit, you know, you at least have 2 weeks before they can even, you know, you have 2 weeks to figure that shit out and get it back under your control before they can even take out any of your money. So that's something that, you know, spacemining.io does not actually have. So yeah. So another reason why I actually invested in space mining is because, you know, if you go to YouTube or if you just Google search spacemining.io scam or not, you're gonna receive about 99.99876% of bad reviews on this motherfucking website. The problem with that is none of those people actually invested in this shit, right? They're all just saying, hey, you know, fake stock photos. Hey, it's a brand new fucking business. Hey, they're going to exit scam. Hey, they're going to do this. Don't invest, don't invest, don't invest. But none of them actually put $2 in it. You know what I'm saying? Why do I find it fishy? Because one terahash is about $10. You go to if you go to Hashflare, that's about $220. If you go to CCG mining, that's around $350. And apparently, everything with space mining is open-ended contracts. As long as Bitcoin is profitable, you'll be making about 10% a day. So let's see how that works for us, right? So another neat thing is they actually have like a Bitcoin counter thing at the top left corner where, you know, depending on how much you've invested, it actually ticks up. So you see your Bitcoin growing, and then when you see it at 2,500 or 25,000 or 2,500 satoshis, you're actually able to withdraw. So that's their minimal withdrawal is 2,500 satoshis. But what's cool is space mining actually pays the withdrawal fee or the mining fee and all that good stuff. So they cover that from their end. So if you withdraw $3, then you actually get $3. They cover the mining fees. So that's another cool thing. Last but not least is just by signing up to Hashflare, you actually receive 100 gigahash FOTA free. That's right. You heard it here first, folks. 100 gigahash FOTA free. That's right. So it actually gives you 100 gigahash for free. And that's pretty, neat. I mean, it gets you going. It motivates people once they see their little clock ticking, getting closer and closer to their first withdrawal. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. So let me, you know, cutscene here because my 5 minutes is about to end here, and I'll be right back. Okay, now that I did the cutscene and I'm back, I was talking about the 100 gigahash FOTA free. So what more can I really say about Hashflare? I mean, is it a scam? I'm like 90%, no, I would say more like 95% sure that it probably is. Like, we've seen websites like this come and go. They have been up for over 15 days now. So when is their exit, you know, plan, or do they even plan on exiting? Do they just, you know, they actually want to establish themselves as a legit company? We don't know. I try to look for them on social media. Nah, I really can't find much except a bunch of FUD on them. So yeah, guys. So like I said, do your own research. Invest if you want to invest, and if you don't, then don't. I mean, I'm doing this to give you guys, you know, real life experience with these mofos. If they are fake, then they are fake and they're scam. But I mean, thus far, I've been able to withdraw about $3 worth. I'm planning on withdrawing at least, you know, once or twice a day, depending on, you know, where, what my Satoshi BTC is. And yeah, go on from there. So yeah, guys, that's pretty much it. So as always, I'm gonna leave this podcast fairly short for you, at least under 15 minutes. That way you can enjoy, you know, time with your family instead of, you know, researching. Let me do the research for you. I have no life. That's about it. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Crypto Cruising. As always, I'm your boy, your host, Crypto Zay. I am out of here, guys. One last thing.
I hope you make it. Peace.